In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be with us at 9 on this morning show before we get out of here for the holiday. And it's also a Patriots Wednesday, I guess. Jelani Tavai will join us in about a half an hour at 7:30. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
And what are you doing for the holiday? You're going to UMass tonight?
I'm going to UMass today to drop off the food and just really drop it off and come back because the boys have practices. They get ready for their last game of the season against UConn. And
No days off.
They need more days based on what their record is. So,
Have you been offered any kind of a coaching position now that there's been a head coaching change?
No, I haven't, but they definitely need a change of culture down there. So whoever the new guy is, hopefully they come in and they hold players and coaches accountable. They change the culture and everybody's put on that if you make a mistake, you come out the game and learn from the mistake rather than, you know, basically letting the players run.
Do they have the roster to do that? I mean, our head coach does not have the roster to sit people when they make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's what he said on this show.
They have the roster in college, but it's more about the new guy being holding everybody accountable. Right.
Anyway,
so we'll see what happens.
Your lead.
All right, so my lead is, it's not sports related. This dawned on me when I went to Atlanta over the weekend. And this is my moonshot. For all the TSA people out there and all the FAA and airlines people, we need a line that is strictly for people with no carry-on. I have TSA pre-check, but I don't carry anything on. A separate line that is just...
This is brilliant.
That's really good.
No purses, no backpacks, nothing.
I love it.
Your wallet, your phone... That's it.
Well, for a woman, you should be able to have a purse.
No, because then they get the stuff in it, and then it's got to, you know.
I kind of like this.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the people who are, no offense, Courtney, to your husband, but you don't have the people who are falsely planting their overhead bag in somebody else's overhead.
Right.
So they can try to get off before everybody else, like Santo and Courtney do.
Santo is otherwise impeccable, but that is
you don't have people that are trying to figure out if they can jam their oversized bag into the thing while you're waiting there to go.
Right.
Wiggy, I love it.
They got the giant, they have the bags on the wheels. They got giant backpacks, and then a woman's got a tote bag, a purse. It's got a million things in it.
Yeah, it would make it quicker.
And Wiggy, this is the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say in my entire life. And the other point is, what always happens, I'm sure it'll happen today when I'm at Logan. Okay, we have a full flight. Please come up to us if we can check your bag at the gate. this incentivizes people to check their bags in advance, and those that don't have a bag board first because they're just going to go right to their seat. No jockeying over position right. for the overhead bins. Like, perfect. Brilliant.
My wife and I, we were discussing this, like, and we were even at the point where there should be a line strictly for people who travel with kids. There should be a line, honestly.
It's a lot of lines.
Well, do they already do that?
No, because
and listen, I've traveled.
They say if you need assistance or traveling with children,
yeah,
you can.
They say you can have.
Well, they usually just say that to Greg.
We're talking about like
that's,
the.
That's why Curtis brings a fake child with him when traveling.
We're talking about
very quiet.
Where you go through the scanners and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that's
TSA.
What,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about. And listen, I traveled with kids, and I know. That when I had kids, you got a million things. You got Cassie, you got stroller, you got this. People are behind you, and I'm behind some people, and I'm like, listen, I got a wallet and a phone.
The only line-related moonshot I would put ahead of that one is the – I think there should be a separate line at Dunkin' Donuts for those that are only getting coffee.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I think the people who are getting 12 sandwiches – for the fellas at work,
right?
Figuring out what kind of donuts they want. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes them an hour to figure out what the 12th donut's going to. Those people, fine. The other people who just want to get in there, get a coffee, and get out of there ought to be in a separate line.
And it is a douche move.
I'm with you.
If you're ordering a bunch of stuff and you see a guy behind you clearly just trying to get to work, if you don't let that person go ahead
of
you.
Yeah, correct.
I let somebody go ahead of me at the grocery store the other day because she only had like two things, and she didn't even say thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. let's get to Wiggy, great lead.
You got
thank
it.
You. Appreciate it. Great lead.
No problem.
And all right. So here's my lead. And I had didn't know it, but I had a couple CIs on the ferry to Nantucket for Thanksgiving. In the law enforcement business, Curtis, we call those criminal informants.
Yeah, rats.
Uh-huh. So Bill and his lovely girlfriend on the ferry to Nantucket, obviously for Thanksgiving. What would you guess they were doing on the ferry, if you had a guess?
Please tell me engagement ring shopping.
That is not it.
Were they playing charades?
No, they were not playing any kind of a game.
On the ferry.
On the ferry to Nantucket.
Oh, heavy makeout session.
Not a heavy makeout session. It required the use of a laptop.
Looking at houses in other locations.
Was she doing her college essay?
He was not doing her college essay.
SAT prep.
No. Those that got into a discussion with the former head coach of the New England Patriots were able to reveal that Bill, and she is helping him, Bill Belichick is writing a book. He is writing his life story.
It's like fourth book.
So I wonder if that has any indication about whether he will coach or not. And more importantly, is he going to name names? And is he going to explain to you finally, Chris Curtis, what happened with Malcolm Butler? Is he going to seek revenge for the dynasty in book form when the Bill Belichick life story comes out sometime soon?
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you what I pray?
Unbelievable.
What a great book.
Unbelievable.
He's already written five of them. Right. But, yeah, I mean, I will say this. I will read it just for the Kraft chapter.
Right?
How great would it be if Netflix did a series on his book, just as revenge for the Apple one?
Bill, unlike a confidential informant, Bill is no snitch. So it's probably just going to be a book about his life in coaching.
Mangini's going to get barbecued.
And how, you know, some of the things that you have to do to be a great coach. Like, there's no way Bill's in there snitching about.
I think Jordan may change that, though.
I think having
the girlfriend be like, it's going to sell more copies if you add X, if you expose this. Or if you have people in your ear saying, like, they screwed you with Dynasty.
That's not Bill's MO. Look at him on
But if he's done coaching, it could be his
but
MO.
Look at him.
He can't write a book about the whole thing and not include his relationship with the craft.
But look at him on all his media platforms. Generally, when you get into that world, you give a little bit of a behind the scenes, and you
he
might
has no problem saying things that he feels that are negative.
But he never name drops
about the Patriots.
But he never name drops.
Oh, but he's going to have to explain his exit and what happened here and all of that.
Yeah, I think he just is like, it didn't work out. He's not going to be like, well, Robert Kraft did this. That's not Bill. Bill don't operate like that. That's the one thing I'll say about Bill.
Yeah,
I would be reading it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I would, 100%. All right. Those are our leads. Huh? We are going to get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up next. And then Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins got shut out by the Canucks 2-0 at the final with one of Vancouver's goals. The game winner coming from Jake DeBrusque. He did get a nice tribute video before this one, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 13 saves in the loss. Wiggy brought up at the beginning of the show the difference in shots on goal between the two teams. So the Canucks 13, the Bees ended the night with 33. Jabril Peppers returned to Patriots practice yesterday, declining to comment on what's been going on. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Understand that you guys had questions about what transpired earlier in the season. Under the advice of my attorneys, I'm not at liberty to discuss any details. I look forward to doing so as part of legal proceedings. I hope you guys understand and respect that.
No word on if he will be able to play this weekend in the game. We are making today a bit of a Patriots Friday due to the holiday. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 ahead of the Pats matchup with the Colts on Sunday at Gillette. And we're going to make a parlay for tomorrow. So to help you prepare for Turkey Day games, we've got Bears-Lions at 12:30. I'm going to go Lions in that one. Giants-Cowboys at 4:30. I'm going Cowboys and Dolphins-Packers at 8:20. I am going to pick the Packers. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right. Select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 36 in Boston. Afternoon high of 47. If you're traveling, call your airline.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on W-E-E-I.
Well, if you're traveling over the river and through the woods to grandmother's or somebody else's home, then please get started. It is the worst travel day of the year, and some of us would appreciate if you were there and off the roads by about 4 p.m. or 4:30 today. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's a kind of a Patriots Friday on a Celtics Wednesday, and so Jelani Tavai will join us coming up. This is Paul from the Cape. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Gregory. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
And to you and yours.
I just wanted to give Wiggy a little shout-out because yes, he actually used the correct term for CI when you referred to it as a criminal informant.
No.
Wiggy,
no.
Who's been accused of those malaprops, came up with the old confidential informant. No. So shout out to Wiggy this morning.
Appreciate it.
The law enforcement refers to their informants as CHS, that is confidential human source, or CI, criminal informant. Nice try, Paul. Well, you got to get Paul. You've got to get up.
Gregory.
You've got to get up very early, not only to cook the bird, but also to prove Wiggy correct over me on this radio.
Yeah,
show.
I'm not going to argue with Greg on this one. I've always known CI to be a confidential informant because a CI doesn't necessarily mean that the person is a criminal. Mm-hmm. It just means that it is the person who gives said law enforcement information about people who might be doing criminal activities.
What does my shirt say that I'm wearing today?
What does my shirt say that I'm wearing today?
Yours, I think, says New Hampshire State Police.
Yes.
A sweatshirt that I got for you.
Right. I can't really see that.
Mine
yours says Sheriff County.
Mine says Worcester County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
I have been deputized.
Wow.
Who ranks higher, a state trooper or a sheriff?
We're in Massachusetts, so you have no purview here. you are unable to.
But you have to?
Yeah. It's okay.
And I laugh. It looks like good news for Tyreek Hill. The law enforcement officer did not show up to court yesterday.
Nope. I wonder how that happened.
All charges have been
dismissed.
Yep. Dismissed for Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
So that's good news.
They were probably feeling under the weather.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
A bag arrived. Yeah. I don't know whether it was Louis Vuitton or full of cash.
I probably said I knew I was wrong on this one. Let me just stay home.
And Greg, if I were Paul calling in to correct you from where he was calling in, I would have brought up COD as a way to say that you didn't know what you were talking about for catch of the day.
Yes,
but
yes.
I hate to do this, Greg. I think I side with Wiggy because you don't know if it's a criminal.
Well, I'm just telling you how law enforcement looks at it. I'm not in law enforcement.
Well, you're wearing a shirt.
I have been deputized. Ooh. I have been inducted into the Massachusetts State Police Chiefs Association, but I cannot and do not. I refuse to use those powers in a bad
way. Well, I mean, there are plenty of law enforcement men and women that listen to the show. I think it's easy for them to call up and say, "Here's what when we say CI, it means criminal informant or confidential
informant."
Yes. And to prove, like I said, I've never heard criminal informant.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you the way that I have become familiar with it when in my brief experience in law enforcement.
All right.
That's all that I am telling you. All right, we are waiting for Jelani Tavai, and then we will get to. We should probably do. They said it at 8:20 on today's show. If that's okay with everybody. Because we're just a little bit behind this morning. And then I know Mego's coming in to talk Celtics, but I think we probably have to address the controversy over the list that she created.
Terrible.
Of the top 10 football films of all time.
Yeah. I mean, the ranking is shocking. It's shocking.
Is that on her IG? So I can
know. Well, she did
on
it
Odyssey.
WEI.com.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few battles that I need to have with her about this. One is to put Friday Night Lights as your number one sports movie when it doesn't even compare to the TV show. I actually think the movie is trash compared to the TV show.
So are these just movies or?
Movies.
That is a shot at Billy Bob Thornton if I've ever seen
him. Yeah, I apologize. I love him in Landman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, not my
I really? Love that movie.
I don't want your laugh.
Friday Night Lights. It's one of my favorite books of all time.
Well, did you ever watch the TV show?
No, because I watched.
Oh, Curtis.
Oh, I can.
Curtis, you have to start today.
Okay.
It is the best TV show. That's what I wrote my final paper at BC on was Friday Night Lights, the TV show.
I wouldn't share that with everybody.
Well, no, I mean I was a TV major, so it was all about.
So you and Jackson not that far apart when it comes to the impact that television has had on your life.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about how the lighting, music, setting all affected the mood of whatever scene there was.
Excellent.
But
was that thesis accepted by your professor?
I think I got an A.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very good. But that and we
did
are Marsh.
Did he make you present it in a cheerleader outfit?
No.
Oh, he did.
No, he did not.
Okay.
We Are Marshall is way too far down the list. Needs to be higher.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there were a few misses. Where was Blindside? Where was The Fighter? Where was I, Tanya?
Yeah.
Where was Bring It On?
But wasn't she doing only football films?
It's only football.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I, Tanya.
I missed that part of it. I just kind of went right to the list and started going through, and that was where a lot of my anger was coming from.
Where the hell is Cool Runnings, Mego?
Well, where was Blindside?
And Bring It On, is that that's a sports movie?
Yeah, cheerleading. Yeah. That was kind of a joke of me right there.
Oh, okay.
Tanya,
you would consider that a sports movie?
With all due respect to Mego.
What about the Olympics?
Would you guys consider Silver Linings Playbook a football movie?
No, that was the other note I had. That's my least favorite movie.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge Eagles fans.
Terrible.
It's not really a football film.
Such a depressing movie. Depressing.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, we can go over it with her.
Yes. Right. Yeah. My apologies. I thought that it was all sports.
Yeah, it's fine.
We should have kept that going until the spot.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, probably didn't have time. You got the headline. You just didn't get the read on the full article.
I just immediately go to see, like, because Blindside is always in the news, so people either love it or hate it right now. So I immediately go to see where that is, and then I just start looking. And
oh, I was getting those two movies confused. I Don't Want Your Life as Varsity Blues, not Friday Night Lights, right?
What?
I don't want your life.
I have no idea.
Correct. Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, all right. That was because Varsity Blues is the one that I liked with John Voight. John Voight, the actor, not the dentist.
what?
Varsity Blues is an okay film. It's not in my top 10 football film list.
No, I probably wouldn't either, but I just threw it up there.
Everybody enjoys a good whipped cream bikini. Certainly. One of the better parts of that film.
Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
Oh, great spot.
I enjoy when the fellas are...
leaving the strip club?
Yeah. It's bright out. It's 7 a.m. outside, and they just saw their math teacher doing unspeakable things.
Whoa. I've never seen this movie.
You haven't seen Varsity Blues?
What in the world? Friday Night Lights.
Courtney, my lord.
Oh, great movie. I don't want your laugh.
Yeah. I'll watch it today.
All right. Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday, which is happening on a Wednesday, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And here he is this morning. Hi, Jelani.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying some family time right now, so it's pretty awesome.
All right. Have you forgiven us for last week? I feel like Wiggy enraged you last week.
we're all good.
We're all good?
It's a whole new week.
All right, new week, new week, fresh start. We were just talking about football-related films. I would ask you to start what you think the best one is all time.
Ooh. Dang. I would say... Either Remember the Titans or Any Given Sunday.
Mm, both great.
Yeah, both really good.
Remember the Titans. It's tough to pick against Denzel Washington. Yeah. It really is.
But Any Given Sunday was good.
Yeah. Al Pacino just, in general, he's a good actor, but he overdoes it. Like, he's the same person in every single role, and it bothers me sometimes.
Fun fact, when I was playing for the Jets, Pacino used to come to practice and watch Bill Parcells.
He did?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you ever talk to him?
No. I never talked to him, but, you know, to help get inspiration with the role.
Well, Jelani, I want to get into some stuff here as you guys get ready for the Colts. And certainly an interesting back and forth. We had it with Gerard Mayo on this show on Monday about his comments post-game. David Andrews, we're going to hear from him later. Yesterday, he stood up and said that essentially – Bill used to say the same kind of thing that Gerard Mayo said. So I just wanted to ask you when you heard Gerard Mayo say that basically when these guys get out between the white lines, there's really nothing I can do to help them. Is that kind of how you feel as a player, that it's that when it comes to penalties or dare I bring up tackling or this or that, that's really on you guys and not on your coaches?
I truly didn't hear that press conference, so I didn't know about it. But I mean, I don't feel any type of way. I mean, he's not wrong about his comments. It's not the coaches playing. You know, their job is to prepare us, and it's for us to be out there and and, you know, make plays. So, yeah, but it is what it is. We're on to Indy. Like, that's Miami conversation, and we've been having a great approach for this week's practice starting yesterday, and I had no idea about that. So,
okay.
I mean, but it doesn't really upset me or anything.
Jelani, we had talked about, you know, the Miami, some of the in-game adjustments, Jalen Waddle's having a big game. And so, you know, coaches on some of the halftime adjustments, do they allow the players the ability, especially the ones that kind of know the game, to give input throughout the game to maybe say, hey, we should go to this specific blitz or just change some of the things that might be happening on the field from a defensive standpoint?
We definitely talk as a unit on the side during games, because I mean that's part of the game. It's not just you going out there and running a certain call. You know, we have to make sideline adjustments, and I think that we made great halftime adjustments. It was just, you know, a little too late. You know, so but we're on to the next week. We got the Colts this week. They got a strong quarterback and some wide receiver threats that we got to make sure we take care of this week. And I think, like I said, we've been having a strong approach to Indy.
Jelani, there's been a lot of discussion this week after reports came out after the Miami loss that inside the locker room, some guys were fooling around, laughing, smiling. As a leader in that locker room, do you feel like guys are taking these losses seriously and to heart? And if not, what do you do to get everybody on the same page?
No, everybody, trust me, everybody's taking it to heart. I mean, if you guys were on our plane ride back home, you'd know how quiet it was. But you can't just dwell and sit and, you know, and sulk. You know, that's not going to be any fun if you're just in the locker room and it's quiet, everybody's upset. So, you know, our motto is always to change the page every time we come in on Wednesdays. So. It's good to see that the guys are energized and ready for the next week. We're still pretty upset about what's going on.
Jelani, I'm just curious, as a guy that played for him and now the pervasive nature of Bill Belichick on TV and podcasts and everywhere, have you consumed any of Bill as an analyst, and what do you think of it?
I mean, it's interesting. I really don't watch a lot of TV like during the season because of how much we have to prepare for the games. But some of the segments that I've seen, he does a really good job.
Do you think that this team would be in a better place today if he was still the head coach?
You know, that's a team question. That's not a question for me, but I'm enjoying myself with Mayo, and, you know, it is what it is. I got nothing but love for both Mayo and Bill, so... like I said, I'm loving my time here, and we're going to figure it out.
Jelani, one of the things that we always talk about week in and week out, which are major, you know, to help teams win football games, is the ability to get after the quarterback. You guys are playing against a good quarterback in the fact in Anthony Richardson, who can run the football. How do you make sure you're disciplined, but you're still able to put pressure on him and not allow him to get outside the pocket and make major plays with his legs?
Our D-line gotta eat. You know, our D-line's gotta get after the quarterback, and not just get after him, but rush a specific way. That way he doesn't, like you just said, get out the pocket. So whether it's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to give away our game plan so Indy can hear this, but mm-hmm. I think our D-line will do a great job on making sure that he stays in the pocket.
Jelani, Jabril Peppers back at practice yesterday. What does he bring to this team in a time of need?
It brings energy, new juice, and, you know, everybody knows how he plays, so we're just excited to have him back on the field.
All right, Jelani, any spam on the table tomorrow in any form, a part of any of the dishes?
I don't know yet. We're deciding right now as we drive into the facility.
Okay. I mean, your daughter's first Thanksgiving, maybe a little bit of the Gerber squash in a jar or something like that for her, I'm guessing.
Greg has that now.
No, not yet. Just mama's milk.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy it. It goes fast. That's the oldest man thing ever said, but it's true. So enjoy it. And great week of getting ready for it. And we appreciate you joining us as you do every week this morning. All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right. There you have it. Jelani Tavai. And everything seems to have blown over. I think we're friends again.
Yeah.
All of us.
We're good.
That's good. All right. We are going to get to... Should we get to They Said It and then do the news at 8:20? Or do you want? What do you want to do?
Whatever you want. It's a holiday.
Pick your side. Pick your side. I mean, it's stuffing or mashed.
I like to do They Said It first.
You want to do They Said It first and pick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports? Yeah. All right, we'll do that next. God.
A Boston original.
On Boston Sports Original.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. Where should we begin this morning, Jackson?
We begin with the sidelined David Andrews talking about Mayo's between the white lines comments.
That's the truth, though. Like, coaches can't play the game. Like, Bill always would say that stuff, too. It's like, I can't play the game for you. Like, I can't do that. Like, you know, and there's some truth to that. Like, you know, and we talked about it, about, like, the robot thing. Like, okay, like there's going to come points in games as players where something's going to be unscripted. Something's going to be, they're going to do a new blitz. The offense is going to have a new formation. Like, yeah, the coaches can prepare you and teach you all the rules or whatever your adjustments may be, but you have to execute those, right?
Right.
And I've always thought, like, I've never gone into a game really and been like, man, the coaches failed us, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, they work hard. They put in so much time. Really, it's always about us. Like, it is about the players.
Wiggy.
I get it.
You played the game like David Andrews. You agree?
Yeah.
Like that comment by Gerard Mayo is a nothing burger.
I mean, I don't take it as serious as, you know, fans who hear it, because I get what he's saying. Like, all right, we called this play. We made a design. We called this play. Now you got to go out there and execute. If the coach, you know, there are times when you, as a player, you go, you shouldn't have called that play. Like, that's where I think coaches can help out. Whereas, like, all right, let's call the perfect play for, not the perfect play, but the better play for this situation.
Yeah.
But I get what he's saying. Once you're out there, it's like your job not to jump off sides. Holding things happen during the play. That's part of it.
You can't help but wonder if some things, not major outcomes, I guess, but if some things would be different around there if David Andrews were playing in a part of this team. Like, if you're bugged out by the laughter and the frivolity in the locker room after getting blown out in Miami, I don't think he's the kind of guy who would hesitate to tell you to
shut up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that if there are guys that are mailing it in or there's a lack of effort at times, I don't think he's a guy who would put up with that. So they do miss him from the veteran leader perspective big time, I think.
And I don't know this, but how often is he around the team? Like, David Andrews?
Probably not much.
Okay, because I was just wondering, like, if he is in that locker room, because I think David Andrews has done enough and been around these guys enough that even though he's injured, I think he still could have a voice in there.
Nah, when you're injured, you're hardly ever around. Okay. You don't go to meetings, you know. A lot of the times you don't travel, you know, and you're just kind of doing your own thing, so you're not around much.
Okay. What's next, Jackson?
We go to Teddy Bruschi talking about whether Bill Belichick would be a good fit for Dallas or not.
Would work, truthfully. Okay. I mean, with Bill and Jerry, I think there's a lot of discussions that would have to go on between this is my realm, this is your realm. Because what Bill preaches in the locker room in terms of distractions and how things should be done, mm-hmm. if it's contradicted, all right, it would drive him crazy. Yeah. If you're telling me, coach, as a player, that I'm supposed to be this way, mm-hmm. but I'm not getting that example from the general manager and the owner, so now it's like, where
am I
going
voices.
Here?
You agree, Wiggy? I mean, I feel like if Jerry Jones wants him, then Bill's going to, you know, basically be able to say, this is how I'm doing it, mm-hmm. and Jerry Jones is going to accept it, at least for the first couple seasons. I mean, how long do you think Bill is really going to coach for if he goes there or if he goes to Jacksonville? I mean, it's three seasons?
Three seasons, four max. And so you look at one.
Four?
Yeah, max.
That would be the old.
Yeah, I mean, he's what, 72? So he'd be there 72, 73, 74, 75. I mean, that. Yeah. So what, the guy Mac Brown from UNC is like 73 years old.
Yeah, he's gone now.
I just think, and not because of the reporting by Diana Rossini, but she seems pretty positive in her reporting. I just think Jacksonville is the better landing spot mm-hmm. for him because that owner is, I would assume, willing to give up complete control to somebody like Bill Belichick because he's so pissed off at at wasting what he says is the best roster ever.
See, I think it would work for the first couple of years, but because he's only going to be there for 3 years, here's the reason why I say Bill Parcells was there for 4 years, okay? And he didn't win a championship there, but he made them competitive. You know, they made the playoffs. And Bill Parcells, his ego is massive. And we all know Bill Parcells. And this was Bill Parcells later on in his career, right? After the Patriots, after the Jets. And so if he was able to work with Bill Parcells, I think he's able to, and I'm talking about Jerry Jones, he's probably able to work with Bill Belichick. You know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, Parcells, they probably butted heads, but they were able to work together.
Well, that job may not even be available. Can we go to Jerry Jones on his radio show?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can.
Which was yesterday, and what he said about Mike McCarthy.
But I don't think that's crazy.
Wait. The question was, just so we can set it up, because we didn't have the question. So he was asked if it's crazy to talk about extending Mike McCarthy at this point.
But I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. I was listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year.
I mean, if they get embarrassed tomorrow, then I think his tune would probably change.
I think he's just saying that he's being politically correct. But I think at the end of the year, Mike McCarthy's gone. You got guys in that locker room like Micah Parsons are like, what do you say about Mike McCarthy? He was kind of like, he'll get another job somewhere. Who really cares? So I think that.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
You think that job is definitely open?
I think the culture in that locker room is just, it's completely gone when it comes to what Mike McCarthy was trying to do. I don't think the players listen or even buy into what he's saying. So I think Jerry Jones has to know that.
All right. Anything else, Jackson?
We have Jake DeBrusque reacting to the video that the Bruins showed.
Oh, the full tribute video.
Yes.
Is his career, I missed his retirement announcement. Is that why we were honoring him last night at the Garden?
Yeah, this is laughable. I don't understand why they did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's not easy. But at the same point, there's lots of great memories in there. I forgot about the chef even. But there's lots of things. You know, when you're 18 years old through 27, you get to fall in love with the city. Obviously, you've had highs and lows and lots of different things. But it was a pretty cool moment. But the whole day was kind of weird today.
That was kind of weird.
Well, he did score the game winner.
Yeah.
So, and I don't, Wiggy, did you feel like that was a hand pass or?
They were talking about it. I guess the rule is if it hits, even if it's inadvertent,
yeah.
If it hits the guy's hand, it's considered a hand pass. I didn't know that. I thought like the guy had to make a waving motion to it.
No. I mean, the issue is that you could not overcome that one goal deficit.
Right. So even if you give them,
you had a billion chances.
Right.
And, you know, we talked a lot about this earlier, but David Pastrnak cannot, you know, he can't finish. And, that breakaway,
mm-hmm.
like a great shot at the goalie's chest. Like, I mean,
that's why I asked you the question and you poo-pooed me.
But what?
Oh.
When I said you're building around guys, forward, Pasta, defense, McAvoy, goalie, Swayman. Are there any of those three guys that you would look at and go, maybe it's better we see if we can get a haul for that guy
and
rebuild?
You're in favor of trading David Pastrnak.
I wouldn't have an issue with it.
For Taylor Hall?
You're on record as making that deal. I understand that.
I wouldn't have an issue. Do you feel like the way he's playing, the way he is, he's the guy to build around?
Yeah, I mean, maybe now that the Joe Sacco bump is over.
Okay.
I thought it was going to last more than two games.
Yeah, you did.
I was very excited about the bump.
Me too.
I was as excited about the bump as I was about Juan Soto.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next.